Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily life, in our politics, in our society, in life, in its many forms. This is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana, in the Flathead Valley between Missoula and Kalispell. And I am normally joined by Mark Waltz and Ann Ortley from New York City, but I bet they are off celebrating 4th of July in their own way. How I heard it called yesterday at the Peace Gardens in Missoula was our National Day of Interdependence. So that's how I'm going to take it. If you would like to call in, please do. The guest call-in number is 347-215-8881. That's 215-8881, and I'll be taking questions in a few minutes. So we're looking at the chart of the moment. On this, our astrological, the solar return for America. It's an interesting aspect when we look at this as a solar return, as time for that. The moon is in Pisces at the moment, and it's just about to go into Aries. And I feel that today people may have fallen, rested in normal 4th of July activities, or taken the day off, or sat back and relaxed. But the moon goes into Aries, and watch the feistiness pick up in a few hours from now, just as the fireworks finish, and the political fireworks, the personal fireworks, all that might be brewing. But right now there's a grand trine in the sky as the sun at 13 degrees of Cancer forms a trine to Jupiter at 13 degrees of Scorpio, and Neptune at 16 Pisces, also retrograding back to about 13 Pisces. So it's a very strong grand trine that we speak to this Jupiter-Neptune, and the gift of this Jupiter-Neptune is our ability to imagine our vision. The difficulty with it is a tendency to be a bit escapist or not want to deal with the world, not with our harsh realities, needing a break from all the harshness, or getting passive or feeling overwhelmed rather than, indulging in magical thinking, which all of us can sometimes do as a way of surviving difficult times. But it's an interesting grand trine. It also speaks of the steaminess of the weather. This has been the hottest week in record in the last year, rather overwhelming for many people. And we have heard that, we have the lava flowing down into the ocean. We have the record-breaking heat in much part of the east, the heat cooking up, which breaks in on our sense of reality. Well, this grand trine in water signs is also, though, full of imagination and ability to connect with one another. So our intuition, when we don't just space out and drift, but our intuition can be quite strong to find answers. So I'm going to ask you to think about what's bothering, what you'd like to escape from in your life, and look at how you could possibly sharpen your vision and use that desire to escape to instead imagine how life could be better. Where could you go with this? How could you take it to a place of clarity? What can you use your imagination to find an answer? But imagining the answer is only the beginning. Like hopes and prayers are only the beginning. And this is a great time for hopes and prayers and meditation. But then we need to follow it up with action. The other aspect that's happening at the moment is Jupiter, which is one corner of the grand trine, is also forming a T-square in fixed signs. As Jupiter squares Mercury in Leo, and that square will intensify over the next few days, and Mars retrograding back in Aquarius, Mars is directly opposed today. So that can be a little inflaming, both of tempers and bone structure. It can make you want to kind of cut to the chase or get to the point or have sometimes, you know, we go from spacing out to flashes of impatience. And it can lead to really belligerent speeches and conversation. With Mercury in a fixed sign, people are great at storytelling, but and maybe very, you know, generous in their thoughts, because Leo is from the heart and can be very generous. But as a fixed fire sign, it doesn't like to be pushed. And square Mercury and opposed Mars, some people will say too much. Look for belligerent comments in the headlines over the next 5 days. And notice, you know, it's probably not a day to get into big political fights if you want to get anywhere. It's a good time to just witness what you believe, to take a stand, or like the woman who is, I believe, at the moment on she was just captured, but she was on the Statue of Liberty and protesting the trapping of children by the American government as they crossed the border. Was a wonderful example of just holding her ground. She wasn't arguing with anybody. She was holding her ground in what she thought needed to be done. So it's, you know, a belligerent argument won't get anywhere, but speaking your truth, holding your ground, staying the course, being open-minded but not pushed over by somebody else's belligerence, all of these are an important part of the aspects here. Now, here it is on the National Day of Interdependence, and I am in Montana, which is generally considered a red state. Our valley, which can feel like an island in Montana, is votes blue because we are right between Missoula and Kalispell, an hour to the north and an hour to the south, both college towns, and we're living on the edges of the Salish Kootenai Confederated Tribes Reservation. All of these are very alive and active. And so today I celebrated the 4th of July in a way that feels truly American to me. First, we went to the powwow and watched the honor dance of, watched the grand procession with all types of people coming in. And then the veterans dance, where they bring up all veterans, all walks of life, anybody who has served, and do an honor dance for them. There were probably about 40, 50 of them today, from World War II up through, you know, just got out of the military. And they had everybody at the end of the honor dance, each one said their name and the years they served. And this was at the powwow. They didn't do that at the rodeo, but they did do all American participation, and they were having a great time with the mountains in the background, showing skills that they have needed out here in the West. So the barrel racing was my favorite. Bull riding, the bulls won every time, and I have to say I always cheer for the bulls. So no one was hurt, and that was what was really good. After that, we went over to the Ewam Buddhist Gardens, the Nyingmapa Buddhist Gardens. Once many years ago, a Buddhist teacher from Tibet, who lives in New Mexico, was driving up towards Kalispell to do a talk. And he drove by this area and said, quick, take this right and down White Coyote Lane. And after half a mile, he said, stop here. He said, I've seen this. I've seen this in my dreams back when I was young. This is where we're going to have our Buddhist center. The house wasn't for sale. And he created, but they got the funds, found the guy, bought the farm, and have created a beautiful mandala of 10,000 Buddhas, gardens, prayer, a meditation pond, flags on the hills, and then a teaching center behind the hill. So it's quite beautiful and a really interesting counterpoint that all of these three events would be so close to each other and such a powerful part of what I see makes America great, its diversity. Now, you know, that's one of the things that strikes me as so powerful. And I want to talk a little bit about America's chart and how we can work with it and how we can connect with it. Now, there are many different charts, and there are talk about the secret chart of America when people first made the political or financial decisions behind the scenes. There are many different versions of it. But I use what I call the mythic chart, the chart of the general consensus of when America began, because whether or not something is true, it begins to create its own reality when it becomes a myth. The story is that the Declaration of Independence was signed on July 4th, which is why we celebrate today, at late in the afternoon, right before dinner time, in Philadelphia, and it's often at 5:15 p.m. Then they broke and they went out to eat. So the chart gives the ascendant at 13 degrees of Sagittarius, and the setting sign, that's the rising sign, is 13 degrees of Sagittarius, and the setting is 13 degrees of Gemini. Last year, again, briefly, this winter, Neptune formed a right angle to those two. And the symbol for that, if it was happening to you, would say to you, something is fundamentally unsure at the base of your life. You need to return to the roots of your personal myth to know where you're going, because right now you're confused about your direction. You're not thinking that clearly. You can't see too far ahead. And you're not certain who you are in the world. And there's layers of insecurity. But you'll be coming through it. When 9/11 happened, one of the things many astrologers were watching and talking about America facing a real challenge to our security that year, as Pluto sat on our ascendant and Saturn in Scorpio, Saturn in Gemini, the sign of the twins, Saturn's structure, was sitting on our descendant just at the moment of the falling of the Twin Towers, Newtonian beginning. So it's been very interesting to watch that chart. And it's also very interesting within New York City's chart, because New York City was incorporated at midnight on New Year's Eve, which is why they always celebrate their party there, though they don't know it, in 1898. But this chart, with the sun in Cancer and the moon in Aquarius, same sun moon combination as Anthony Bourdain, interestingly enough, and the sun in Cancer, moon in Aquarius, that goes back and forth between the Cancerian Venus, Jupiter, sun, America, the patriotic, homeland, mom, apple pie, quality of it, Mercury in Cancer also, opposed Pluto, always dealing with the unhidden power structures. And the moon Aquarius, where are we at home? We're at home in our role in the global economy. We're at home as a collective, as, you know, the many, them together as one. And when we lose that sense of diversity and collectivity and connection, then we step into trouble. That's where Moon in Aquarius, trines our Mars in Gemini. That's where we have our energy, where we have our enthusiasm, where we have the energy to move forward. It's my belief in how we work with it. Now, it's no one of the things we look at when we look at the country's charts, you know, back when we didn't know when a country began, you did a chart for the king, and that told you a lot about what was going to happen to the country. We often follow the chart of the president and to see what is happening in the country. But the modern countries have a particular time that they're in. It's very interesting, for instance, with Pakistan and India, when those two countries separated and began their unique governments, they began one began at midnight of that day, and the other one began at noon. I can't remember which one's which, but means is they have almost an identical chart, but the charts are reversed by houses. Each one's ascendant is the other one's descendant, which means they tend to project issues on one another. In America, we have a clear mythic date. We also that allows us to look at the positions of the planets, which help us see what's going on with that chart over time. Now, it's been interesting to see that our progressed sun is now in Pisces. About 13 years ago, we started to step back as a big force in the world when our progressed sun was in Aquarius for the 30 years before that. And it's in Pisces, and it's left us, you know, like that Neptune squaring our ascendant and descendant, unsure about who we are, where we're going. Neptune's been going back and forth over our progressed sun as a country, and Neptune is going to tag it once more. And in this identity crisis, in this fogginess of not knowing what we're turning into, and when you don't know, when a person's going through a Neptune crisis, a Neptune transit, and is feeling foggy and confused and uncertain about where it's going, it's important to not look too far ahead, to step one step at a time, to move forward carefully, and to move, to make each day work. Like the fog, you can't see where you're going or where you're coming from, but boy, you can see the moment better than ever. So right now, it's important for us to see what's going on in our country with us, what's working, what's not, and how does that hold up with the original vision statement of the Constitution, which is a very important part of the American process and is a beautiful doctrine. So come back to knowing that we don't know, watch the tendency to project with fear. Wherever there's Neptune, we have great intuition, but intuition can always slide over into hopes and fears. We can step into that other reality all too easily. Hopes and fears and intuition all live on the astral plane, and why our intuition works so much better where it's something that we're not afraid of and we don't really want. Why doctors don't really diagnose their own family, where we want to keep it, where readers need to get a reading from somebody else besides themselves around their own family issues, usually because it's hard to be objective. You don't have much volume control and your hopes and fears come up too easily. And when we look at America right now, we know what we want and we know what we're afraid of. And the fear of being overrun that some people are experiencing, the fear of being overwhelmed, which, you know, is the question of crisis in a world that is overpopulated and with great difficulties in many governments, many of which our country has contributed to around the globe. We can feel overwhelmed and flooded. But that doesn't bring it back to the sense of vision. We need to have a vision for how this can work together, how we can help, how we can grow from this. So find a positive use for Neptune. Work with people that have a shared vision for something positive, not what you're against, because that's huge, but what are you for and how can we move in that direction? The progressed sun is trining the natal sun of America. Now, the Sun of America, natally, is in the Sibley chart, along with Mercury and the North Node, are in the eighth house of other people's monies and finances. Pluto, which is opposed to that Mercury in the applying aspect, is in the second house. It talks about how money and finances tend to be the great power issues. The source of power in America, who's really pulling the major strings, unless we keep vigilantly on it, and where America can get in trouble by overextending itself with money. So we need to look at, I gather they are borrowing, this present government is about to borrow twice as much as any other year from other countries to cover our bills, because they've cut taxes and are trying to use that as an excuse to cut programs. So look at the power dynamics around finances. And again, how do you speak your truth and hold to a vision of shared support, that interdependence, honoring the family of humankind, is where the strength in the chart really comes from. The power is different from the strength. The power is, where do we get tweaked and get hauled into power struggles? The strength talks about where can we move forward. Now, the progressed moon of the country has been in Sagittarius. And it's interesting that it's been in Sagittarius. And, you know, one of the things we're having a fight about is people coming in from other countries, because Sagittarius is that, the sense of the traveler on one aspect. But, you know, every planet, every sign has and its challenge. And the positive side of Moon in Sagittarius is that global traveler, connected to the natural world, honest, outspoken, positive. But the Moon isn't really comfortable in Sagittarius. The Moon is about home. Sagittarius is about movement. And if a moon in Sagittarius goes off the deep end, they can be some of the best storytellers, liars, and they live in their own other world. They speak about the truth, but they lose their connection with the truth. Donald Trump has a moon in Sagittarius. So have a couple of major bamboozle artists or people who've tried to pull off a major con. Usually it catches them. Because whenever we're living out our chart in a way that is not our best nature, but the worst of ourselves, everybody's moon sign has a difficult edge. When we live into the difficult edge of our chart, it, usually karma comes around and bites us and helps us get back on track. So America has been in that moon in Sagittarius. It's about to go in moon into Capricorn. And that is really uncomfortable issues around control for the next 2.5 years. As the progressed moon of the country goes into Capricorn, opposes Venus, Jupiter, Sun, and Mercury of the natal chart of America, and conjuncts first Saturn in about 3 to 4 months, 4 to 5 months, and then Pluto in about 20 months. So, again, you want to support people that are using power in the best of sense, because the positive expression of a planet helps with the negative expression of the same aspect of planet. And the positive expression of the moon in Capricorn, and Capricorn in general, is the right use of power, is healthy construct, it's responsibility, it's empowering one another. It's control for the health of the whole. It's building structure, building good foundations. So look for people that are working to empower one another, to empower, to build in a better structure that will take care of people rather than hand power to any one particular group, and work with the best of that Capricorn to handle the challenges. So we have no questions on the call, on the line today. And I think everybody's off having a wonderful 4th of July, and I'm glad. I'm going to talk a little bit about the aspects for the following week, because I know this is a podcast, and some of you might be listening as the week goes by. And right now, the pulling up back to our chart for the day, the moon is in Pisces, about to go into Aries tonight. Bring up our energy level and our feist and our enthusiasm. The Mercury in Leo is wonderful for storytelling. Again, we talked about it being having a bombastic edge. But if you can use it to tell stories, to get each other's stories out, to hear what's been going on in the family history, and to tell the story as you see it, it's an effective way of working with the structure. And we also know Venus in, I'm pulling up three different charts. I've got America's chart. With Venus also in Leo, that people can be a little touchy about having their needs not met or having just being ignored. It's a wonderful time that people just blossom when they are given a little attention and given a little appreciation. Mars turned retrograde in Aquarius last week and brought up some irritability for some people. It could be not sure where they're going next, or if we make a decision now, we may need to rethink it or refine that decision later while Mars is in this retrograde place. We also saw, as it turned retrograde, conjunct the South Node, intense reaction of community of America against the misuse of Mars. Mars is military. It's the immune system of a country. And on a good day, that's the standing army that protects us, the police that enforces healthy laws. On a bad day, it's, you know, the same misused and attacking the country itself. So like any immune system, you know, it becomes an autoimmune problem rather than a process. And with Mars retrograde, the right use of our national immune system really came up. But we'll ask that for all of us. How is your immune system? Are you dealing with any inflammation? Are you being honest with yourself? Are you being supportive to what you really want? Or did you lose track of what you want, where you were going and what you were doing last week as all these other issues came up? So it's going to be a good question around that. So tomorrow, Mercury directly opposes Mars. Watch for a slightly feisty edge and for a tendency for accident prone. The Sun also trines Jupiter tomorrow, which gives us luck and generosity. Just watch that and protection. Just keep an eye out for accidents or feisty people. The moon enters Taurus on July 7th. And asks us to kind of get rooted and solid over the weekend. The Sun trines Neptune, brings up our spiritual side, but can also make any of our escapist habits worse. So Venus goes into Virgo on next Tuesday and asks us to, it sort of already begins to bring hints about what work we have to do in the fall. Make sure you have a summer, but notice already hints of the next chapter begin to creep in, warming us up, getting us ready. Have a wonderful week. Celebrate this day of interdependence and the wild diversity, which is our country. And enjoy. We'll see you next week. Take care. Goodbye.